Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today we're diving deep into a company that's been making waves in the telehealth space, Hims & Hers Health. Ticker symbol, Hims. If you've been curious about this stock, especially with all the recent buzz around their partnership with Novo Nordisk and a massive 50% surge in their share price, you're in the right place. We're going to break down everything from their financials to their valuation, recent performance, and more. So, grab a coffee, stick around, and let's get into it. Alright, before we jump into the numbers, let's set the stage. Hims & Hers is a telehealth platform that's been shaking up how people access healthcare. They connect consumers with licensed professionals for everything from hair loss treatments to mental health support, sexual health, and now even weight loss solutions. They've built a brand around convenience and discretion, which has resonated with a lot of folks. And with the healthcare industry moving more digital, they're positioned in a really interesting spot. Let's take a closer look at who they are and what they're all about. So Hims & Hers Health Inc. was founded in 2017 and is headquartered in San Francisco. They've grown into a multi-specialty telehealth provider, offering personalized medical consultations and a range of health and wellness products. Think treatments for hair loss, skincare, and more recently, weight management solutions. Their platform makes it easy to get prescriptions and care without stepping into a doctor's office, which is a huge draw for their target demographic, mostly younger, tech-savvy folks. They also sell products through wholesale partners, expanding their reach. With over 1,600 employees and a focus on the U.S. market, they're a player in the healthcare sector, specifically in medical equipment and services. Now that we've got the basics, let's talk money. Let's start with their revenue story, because this is where Hims & Hers has been shining. In 2025, their full-year revenue hit a staggering $2.35 billion, up from $1.48 billion in 2024. That's a massive jump, and if we look back a few years, they've been on a tear, growing from just $272 million in 2021 to over $2 billion in just 4 years. Their gross profit margins are solid too, sitting at around 69.7% for 2025, which shows they're not just growing, but doing so efficiently. A big part of this growth is their ability to scale their subscription-based model and tap into high-demand areas like weight loss and mental health. While we don't have a detailed breakdown of revenue by product or region, it's clear their core offerings are resonating with consumers. This kind of top-line growth is what gets investors excited, but let's see if the bottom line matches up. Moving on to their earnings, Hims & Hers has some impressive takeaways from their recent results. For the full year 2025, they reported a net income of $128.4 million, which translates to an earnings per share of 57 cents. Compare that to 2023, when they posted a loss of $23.5 million, or negative 111 cents per share. That's a huge turnaround, and it shows they finally hit profitability after years of losses. Their EBITDA for 2025 was also strong at $178.4 million, up from $78.9 million in 2024. This tells me they're not just growing revenue, but also managing to control costs and improve operational efficiency. It's a promising sign for long-term sustainability, especially in a competitive space like telehealth. Now, let's dig into some insights from their latest earnings call for Q4 2024. Management highlighted revenue of over $400 million for the quarter, a significant milestone, and they emphasized strong growth in their weight loss and mental health verticals. They also pointed out improvements in gross margin, which aligns with what we're seeing in the full year numbers. The company is excited about their strategic partnerships, more on that in a bit. And they're focused on expanding personalized healthcare offerings. They believe this positions them well to capture more market share, even as they navigate a competitive landscape. It's clear they're optimistic about the future, and with the numbers backing them up, there's a lot to like here. All right, let's get into the nitty-gritty of their financial statements. On the balance sheet side for 2025, Hims & Hers had $228.6 million in cash and cash equivalents, which is a healthy position. Their total assets stood at $2.15 billion, while total liabilities were $1.61 billion, leaving them with a stockholders' equity of $540.9 million. That's a solid foundation. Their current ratio is around 1.9, showing they've got enough short-term assets to cover liabilities, which is reassuring. Looking at cash flow, they generated $300 million from operating activities in 2025, a big step up from $251 million in 2024. Free cash flow was $73.9 million, which is decent, though they're spending heavily on investments, over $1 billion in investing activities last year. On the income statement, their net profit margin for 2025 was about 5.5%, a nice improvement from prior years. Return on equity is also strong at 23%, showing they're using shareholder money effectively. Overall, the financials paint a picture of a company that's maturing and finding its footing. Now let's talk valuation. At the current price of $15.74, Hims & Hers has a market cap of about $3.46 billion. Their price-to-earnings ratio based on trailing 12 months is around 27.8, which isn't cheap, but isn't outrageous for a high-growth company in the healthcare space. Their price-to-sales ratio is 1.47, which suggests the market isn't overvaluing their revenue stream. Looking forward, analyst estimates peg the forward PE for 2025 at around 34.2, and for 2026, it drops to 29.2. That indicates the market expects continued growth, but at a slightly slower pace. Compared to the industry average PE of about 41.1 for medical equipment and services, Hims & Hers looks reasonably valued, especially given their growth trajectory. Enterprise value is $49 billion, factoring in debt, which gives a fuller picture of what you're paying for. My take? It's not a screaming bargain, but for a company with this kind of growth, the valuation seems justified, provided they keep executing. Let's break down the strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats for Hims & Hers. Starting with strengths, their revenue growth is undeniable, over 50% year-over-year in recent periods. They've got a strong brand in the telehealth space, especially among younger consumers, and their subscription model provides predictable cash flow. On the flip side, weaknesses include their relatively high valuation multiples, which could spook investors if growth slows. They've also faced legal headwinds in the past, which brings some risk to the table. For opportunities, the telehealth market is exploding, and their recent deal with Novo Nordisk to offer blockbuster weight loss drugs like Wegovy and Ozempic is a game changer. It not only resolves a legal dispute, but opens up a huge revenue stream. Threats include intense competition from other telehealth platforms and potential regulatory changes that could impact how they operate. Overall, they've got a lot going for them, but it's not without challenges. Let's take a look at their recent stock performance. Hims & Hers has had a wild ride lately. In the past week, the stock is down about 3%, but zoom out to the past month and it's down nearly 49%. Over the last 6 months, it's taken a 64% hit, and over the past year, it's down 76%. That's a brutal decline, and a lot of it likely ties to broader market concerns and specific overhangs like the Novo Nordisk lawsuit, until the recent resolution. Speaking of which, the stock surged 50% in pre-market trading after news of the partnership broke, showing how much potential investors see in this deal. From a technical perspective, the stock is sitting at $15.74, and if it can hold above key support levels, we might see some short-term momentum. But long-term, it's still well off its highs, so there's a lot of ground to recover. For investors, this could be a dip to watch, but volatility is definitely part of the package. So what's the bottom line on Hims & Hers? This is a company with incredible growth. Revenue is soaring, they've turned profitable, and their recent deal with Novo Nordisk could be a major catalyst. Their financials are solid, with good cash reserves and improving margins. However, the stock has been hammered over the past year, and while the valuation isn't crazy, it's not a steal either. For long-term investors, I think there's a compelling case here, especially if you believe in the telehealth trend and their ability to capitalize on weight loss treatments. But you've got to be ready for some bumps. Competition and regulatory risks aren't going away. What do you think? Are you buying the dip after that Novo Nordisk news, or are you waiting for more clarity? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next one.